We're Mortgage Marmon.
Yep.
We're Mortgage Men, but this is about magazine on RTR. Good morning. This is Mortgage Mag 92.1. Jim and Nick, how you going, Nick?
I'm good, thank you, Jim, and yourself, and hopefully all the listeners out there are keeping nice and cool with this lovely weather that we're having at the moment. Just remember that it is the 1st of February, which kicks into Bunuru, which is the Noongar season, for the most hottest part of the season.
Wow, and it is hot.
It is warm, mate.
It was 42 yesterday and probably around about the same today.
Yes.
Anyway. If you just tuned in, Mortgage Mag on RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Hello to our listeners in Minang country, Whadjuk country, and we've got a nice surprise today. We've got a Yamaji Widi Nyalu.
I know, it was certainly a surprise to me, Jim, when you introduced the person. I'm thinking, wow, I just love this music.
Well, Donna and I go way back, so it's great to have Donna Atkins in the studio talking live to us today. Well, I hope she's live. I don't want to any other way. So, yes, look, stay tuned in. We're going to be talking Tamworth today, and Donna has made some wonderful achievements after a 24-year break from music. And we're going to talk about the trials and tribulations of this wonderful Nyalu. Now, that Nyalu is a Yamaji word for woman, girl. We say Yorga down here.
Mm-hmm.
So Nyalu, you're going to be talking to a Nyalu who's lived on Noongar country forever, and we'll introduce you to her shortly. But Tamworth happened for 2 weeks recently, and there's obviously Tamworth is the home of country music in New South Wales. And lots of awards being won, and you might have heard recently where we've had Troy Cassadaly on the show, and I'm not sure, that was 6 months ago, eh, Nick? And Troy Cassadaly has won, I think, 13 golden guitars. So we're talking to another super legend. I'm going to call her a legend now because I've known her for so long, and I'm just so thrilled that she's making a comeback and working on new music. So we've got a number of her songs, Donna Atkins. So the first one we're going to hear today is around Streets of Tamworth, and Donna will be talking about this gentleman. I think Donna calls her uncle Roger. Roger and Buddy are brothers, and they are from the Knox family in New South Wales. So the first song today is Streets of Tamworth. Let's go to Streets of Tamworth and then talk some more with Donna. Introduce Donna to our Mortgage Mag listeners here on RTR FM 92.1. Oh, Roger Knox takes you back. Roger Knox, one of our earlier newsos, not as early as Jimmy Little, Lionel Rose, and some of the other big talents that we've played so often on Mortgage Mag. Roger Knox featured recently at... Tamworth.
Mm-hmm.
And here to tell us all about Tamworth is Donna Atkins. Donna, welcome to Mortgage Mag.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the show, Donna. We've been, I guess, playing your music here a long time. And 24 years, it's just amazing that you've been out of action for 24 years. And only in the last few years, we've play your songs regular. So welcome back. Welcome to back to the music world after spending so much time away. I'm getting all emotional in there.
You are, Jim. Just take a breath there, Jim. Just take a breath while you're getting in emotional stuff, because it is very emotional to see Donna, and for me for the first time. But Donna, just for our listeners out there, just let the listeners know who's your mob and where you're from.
I'm a Yamaji from Widi Mob. born and bred in Noongar Territory. Albany is my hometown. My soul and my bloodline's Yamaji. My heart's in Albany, I think. Yeah.
Well, welcome to Moorish Bay.
Thank you.
How appropriate. We go Menang country as well on Great Southern FM and Whadjuk Country Noongar Radio tomorrow. So, again, welcome. Yeah, I get a bit carried away. You know, I do get carried away and I get excited, but that's what happens when you're on radio and you're going live and thousands of people listening to you. Well, I don't know how many people listen to us. How many people listen to us? 100,000 a week, apparently. So, Donna, take us back to where you first started playing and when you picked up the guitar first, because you were joined by Sandy, your sister. Tell us about your family.
Sandy and I started singing probably, she was only a little then, and we joined the dance group in ballet company in Albany, believe it or not, as clumsy as I am. But,
ballet. I was going to say ballet.
Yeah, look out. Sandy went on to do Johnny Young with Jackie Love, and when I came up to Perth, I'd taught myself guitar when I was 13. I think I started at high school, and the first music teacher we had there played guitar and piano, and I fell in love with the guitar, and I went home and I said to my parents, well, you know, I want to play guitar, and so they bought me a little cheap guitar, and then I think I was getting $3 a fortnight for ab study, and I noticed a 12-string sitting in a music shop, and it took my fancy, and I thought, no, I want that, and my parents said, well, we'll buy it for you, and I said, no, I've got to pay for it myself, I said, so I was paid $3 a fortnight for this guitar, and I still have it today, and it's...
Is it a red one?
Yes, it's a big red one, yeah. And then back in 2000, I think, for my last gig, we were teaching at the prisons with Josie Boyle, and I decided to take it in, and I thought, I'll just get it restrung. And I said, you know, how much to get it restrung? He said, oh, about $50. And I said, oh, well, while I'm here, I said, how much are your new ones, you know, your new guitars? And he said, we've got a Yamaha in. Oh, we've got Fenders. I said, no, just a Yamaha. So he showed me the Yamaha, and it was $1,500 or something. I said, well, I'll take that instead, please. So instead of getting strings, I walked out with another guitar. So add to the collection. But then that just sat sort of after that gig, it sort of sat, and that was it. Yeah.
Right. Look, keep it locked to RTR FM. We've got Donna Atkins, a special guest on the program today. Just returned from Tamworth. The Wimba player for the first song, Footsteps. Explain that. How did that come about?
Footsteps was a song. It started out a song for my mother, really, and then it turned into a love song. But it was basically when I was away, I used to get pretty homesick, and I'd ring up from America or something, and my sister would always say, you just stay there, don't come back. And she's, you know, I'll be waiting if that plane comes in with you on it. She says, I'll send you back, basically. So, with a threat like that from a little sister, So I stayed. Anyway, that was the time I went with Kevin Gunn. And, So when I was away, and I just imagined my mum's footsteps, you know. She used to shuffle along, so I just... that would make me feel at home, you know, just... thinking of footsteps in my dreams, you know, and put me to sleep. But then, like I said, the lyrics ended up turning into a bit of a love song, so...
Okay. Wow. Okay, listeners, if you tune in, let's listen to Footsteps. Donna Atkins is our guest here on Moorish Mag. Let's go Footsprints. Look, so much is happening in our world on Whadjuk country. There's a Fringe Festival and leading up to the Perth International Festival. But more importantly, we've got Donna Atkins in the studio, and who cares about Fringe and who cares about the Perth International Festival? Donna's here. An old acquaintance. I shouldn't say old like that, but Donna, welcome back. Thank you so much for coming in the Moorish Bag. And, look, if you like what you're hearing, 0405 921 921. That's our text line, 0405 921 921. Yeah, Donna's had a break for 24 years. So tell us then, you called him uncle. Roger Knox invited you to be on stage with him at Tamworth. So how did that come about?
Well, when my brother was over the last time doing his tour, he said...
That's Mark. So Mark's a didge player and extraordinaire.
Yeah, that's Mark.
Oh, a talented family. Yeah. You go on.
I was talking to him and he said, you know, like, come on, sis, we're all getting on now, you know, isn't it about time you sort of did a comeback and finished off where you left off? And I said, oh, yeah, you know. He said, well, why don't you come to Tamworth? And I said... Well, I said, I've been thinking about it. So this songwriting competition is coming up. I said, I might put in for it, you know, which I had to sort of pretty well do at the time. And he said, oh, well, let me know when you're coming. So about a month beforehand, I said to him, well, I'm coming. And he goes, well, you could have given me more notice. So he got in contact with a few people and left my number. And then they rang and said, oh, we've got a spot. And... that was with Uncle Roger, and then another guy, Uncle Lenny Waters, contacted me and gave me a few gigs as well. So I ended up, I was mainly going over there for the talent quest, and I ended up getting some gigs and doing showcases. And when I got to Sydney, my niece gave me her car and she said, off you go. And so I was halfway down to Tamworth and realised, well, geez, here I am. I'm doing it all on my own, and just Tamworth in front of me, and off I went. She flew down and joined me in on a couple of days later, and was sort of my travel buddy and roadie and cum boss, bossing me. We ended up all over Tamworth doing different gigs in different parts of Tamworth.
Mind-boggling. So yeah. The drive, you mentioned you drove by yourself from Sydney to Tamworth, which is how long?
It probably would have taken me shorter, but I think Siri was on holidays or something. I think she was trying to get me lost. Just before Newcastle, so I had to turn around and backtrack a little bit. It took me around 5 hours, I think. Yeah.
And halfway you had a... took stock and said, wow, I'm doing this by myself.
Yeah, after, like, you know, all the trials and tribulations of the years that have gone through and what I've been through, just to actually, you know, have the strength and the courage to sort of do it on my own, you know. Just out in the big world by myself.
Right. And the trials and tribulations we're not going to talk about today because we're not going to have enough time.
Yeah, but
I'd love to be able to record something here so that we can... You know, the challenges that you've been through, I think, is inspirational that you've revived now after 24 years and hit Tamworth. Hit Tamworth at a time when huge country music festival... And the first public appearance by a Donna, who used to be Donna and the Dimes for those people listening in, lots of years ago, and we'll play some of that early stuff.
Yeah.
So, wow, it's really an inspiration, and I think what you've got now is moving forward is some opportunities now to work with younger people, eh? I guess that's what you want to do.
Yeah, mentoring and things like that would be awesome. Just sort of showing them that you can do it, and certainly if, like, I can rise through the 24 years that I've had, like I said, you know, they haven't been easy 24 years, but I've made it, and I'm back.
True. Well, I'm just looking at what you brought back here with this beautiful little award here that, you know, I'm really inspired by. 2004... New Songwriter of the Year, Donna Atkins, Two Cultures, from Tamworth.
It's
wow.
Still sinking in myself, really.
Well, I'm still sinking in that I'm meeting you, because I've heard your songs and I've heard you sing over all them years and stuff, and here I am meeting you for the first time. So still sinking in for me too, so we're on the same page.
RFM congratulates you on this award, Donna. It's a wonderful achievement after taking a break. So tell us about the song, because we're going to play it shortly. Tell us about it. What inspired you about Two Cultures?
Two Cultures has it's sort of been around for a little while, but not commercially released or anything like that. But grew up on a farm when we were kids and around, you know, bonfires and stuff like that, and I'd just sitting watching the fire and the flames flicker, and I could see like the ancestors and so forth dancing in the flames. And also coming from an Irish background as well as Aboriginal background, and being of the two cultures, that's what sort of inspired me to write the song, you know, from both sides of the story, you know, saying that we're all in this beautiful country and we should appreciate it all together.
Wow, so you won the award for this particular song. This what was song? The category?
New release, Songwriter of the Year.
So let's hear it. Two Cultures, Donna Atkins is here on Munish Mag RTR FM 92.1. Two Cultures. Oh, what about Two Cultures, Nick?
Well, I'm surprised that it wasn't commercially released way back then, but it's always been a favourite for as long as I've been listening to it. It's one of my number one songs.
Well, I think we'd be probably playing this song every week.
True.
So, Donna Atkins is our guest today. Awiri Yamaji Nyalu from the Midwest, who spent most of her life on Minang country and has had a long break from music and just won an award at Tamworth. Now, what an amazing achievement. You've done a bit of travel and you're going to introduce a little song by Kevin Gunn shortly. You travelled with Kevin Gunn to California, but you've travelled elsewhere. Where's your music taken you?
Well, the first part of the touring was with Buddy Williams. We did most of Western Australia, and then I did it for 3 months, and then got a little homesick and came home, and a bit tired. So I got Sandy to take over to finish the tour off, and then I went to the Cook Islands, got back, went to America, then got back, then went to New Zealand. I think I've been there 3 times to New Zealand, both north and south. Landed in Auckland, drove down to Wellington, caught the ferry to Picton, and then drove right down to Gore for the Country Music Festival.
So a number of gigs, number of shows in New Zealand, or was it mainly the festival?
Yeah, we won the Buskers competition. We won the group section, I think it was, and female vocal, I think.
Gee, them Maoris wouldn't have liked that.
Yeah. And then we got it, because the first day we landed, we went to the Gore Hotel to have a counter meal, and then the publican found out we were musicians and booked us for the next night. So,
wow.
So the band that was there that night that we arrived left their equipment for us to use, so we played the following night and packed the house out. So
whoa.
It was good, yeah.
Well, you're an international star 24 years ago.
Yeah. Seems a long time ago, yeah.
It does. It's a life, sort of a lifetime. And, you know, your trials and tribulations were, obviously some grief and loss issues. You've had many losses of loved ones. And
yeah.
I don't really want you to talk about that, Bubs, because that's, we don't want to trigger those sorts of things. But and there was illness, and we won't talk about that either. But a series of things that really impacted on your well-being, which didn't allow you,
Right. There was quite a few times I wanted to pick it up and get back into it, but, you know, it's music to me, you know, it comes from the heart, and if you know, there's a problem with my heart at that moment...
Your heart was broken,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I couldn't get back into it. And then, you know, with my health and everything, so it's sort of like one thing after another, and it just steamrolled into everything. And then, so finally I decided, well, no, that's it. I'm ready to get back into it. And yeah, what a big jump from nothing to something. So,
yeah. So having a big shout out to some of your family. So you've talked about the Martins, I guess the Lewises, all the Witty Mob. Who's might be listening?
I don't know. I'd like to give a big shout out to my sister, actually, who is babysitting my doggies, which I haven't got back yet. I don't know if she'll bring them back. And she helped me you know, get over there to Tamworth, and was my support. And my brother, Ari.
Mark, yep.
And then my other brother, Mark,
Chris,
yeah.
Yep.
And then my niece, Crystal, who met me over there, which is Sandy's eldest daughter.
Right.
And because, yeah, she was going to drive me down, but when I got there, she just handed me the keys and the car and said, off you go.
I'll meet challenge.
You. Yeah, I'll meet you down there. So I didn't really
she
have
testing
time to
you. Was she testing you?
Quite possibly, yeah.
I think she might add a bit of faith in you now to say, okay, you've come this far, here's another little step for you to take, and you were capable of it.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock. She, I think my sister might have known, but I didn't know until I got there that I was driving.
Explain that song, though, two cultures, because you've mentioned there somebody played the didgeridoo. That was your younger brother, eh?
No, that was my little, he's big now, but it was my nephew. His, he was 8 years old and he got lessons off his Uncle Mark. So he played didgeridoo, and then we just went into the studio and, you know, put it down, but... yeah, it was good to actually, have the music put to the lyrics, and the way it turned out, I thought it was okay. So,
wow, because we've had a lot of people talking on this on the Moody Schmag about Irish music too. Joanne Robinson from Cadogo came into the studio to talk about Cadogo, the Noongar Irish Festival, just the past St Patrick's Day, which you probably didn't realise was on, but every year now, Cadogo Art House as a Noongar Irish Festival.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to be involved in it, being Irish Yamaji myself, so yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to describe then Lisa Jane's the next song. How did that come about? Lisa Jane was what? Family or
Lisa Jane's Sandy's daughter. She was born with health complications, and she's like our little miracle child, and a little Aussie battler. And I wrote half the song on the freeway. I just all of a sudden pulled over. So it's weird where I write songs, but anyway. And then she got christened the day that I was flying out to New Zealand. So I finished the other half of the song on the plane to New Zealand. So when I came back, I recorded that one while it was still fresh in my head. So it was dedicated to Lisa, and we did it for... She was a telethon child, and I sang it for a telethon.
Mm-hmm.
And she sat on the stage, and then at the very end, she blew me a kiss. So,
wow.
Well, it's probably a couple of years ago that I saw you, Donna Atkins, and I said, I'm going to get that woman on our radio show, Nick. And thinking about Donna for a number of years now, and we've been playing her music, and Nick, now here she is.
She's here. You've done the job there, Jim. You've brought her back
and
to the radio show.
Singing a song about her little niece.
Yes.
Lisa Jane. So let's hear Donna Atkins and a song inspired by her niece, Lisa Jane. Lisa Jane, inspired by Donna Atkins, a niece who, yes, had a miracle child.
Mm.
That was great to be able to sing that, and you sang it at a telethon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we're going to play a song by Kevin Gunn shortly, and now you travelled with Kevin Gunn to California. What was that all about? How did that come about? Because you went over for a month. What, all concerts, all gigs at...
It was the Australia Day Fair. It runs for a month.
In California?
In California, yeah.
Wow.
And that was back in 89, I think.
1989.
Yeah. A while ago.
God, you must have been 10 or something.
Wish.
Kevin Gunn's big name in the Kimberley. Where's he from? Fitzroy Crossing? Or
Halls Creek. Yeah.
We have played some music of his in the past. Not a lot. But today is dedicated to Tamworth. And, of course, Donna Atkins has just come back from Tamworth, where she's won an amazing award for first time back on stage with the great Roger Knox after 24 years. Was invited over by way of Mark, the brother, who's a didgeridoo player and... doing a lot of travelling himself, isn't he, Mark? So, so Donna, after a 24-year break, goes out in glory at the Tamworth Festival. And So it's good to have you in the studio, Donna. I'm just so thrilled to have you here. This song is Kevin Gunn. We'll play a bit of Kevin Gunn and see where the show goes. If you've just tuned in, this is RTR FM 92.1, Moorish Mag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Keep it locked. Kevin Gunn there. Travelled with our guest today, Donna Atkins, to California. They were there for a month as part of Australia Day Festival.
Australia Fair, yeah.
Australia Fair. Mm. So you'd have performed with Kevin, or were you doing solo with them?
Yeah, no. We sort of did past, present, and future. So it was, and it was also the first year that I think the emu leather was introduced. So we took that as well with us as a product to, you know, show what Australia had to offer. So so we did like I said, the past, present, and future. So there was the dancers and the corroborees and the didge players, and then you had myself and then Kevin singing.
Look, before Christmas, the studio here was landed with a compilation CD at the front, and there was a lady, the late Josie Boyle, who the family dropped it off because we lost Josie, and so we've had all these Christmas songs in language, Wongatha, I guess it is, and we've played some of that during Christmas. We won't play them now because Christmas is over, but tell us about your work with Josie, because I think you were doing, I think you said you're doing some work with her in the choir, or there was an influence she had in prison, I think you said.
Well, just after Mum passed away, which was 2000, I was finding it like hard to move on and do shows after sort of after such a loss, and so she rung me every day and every night and hassled me to do something with music, and getting rather bossy and sort of like a second mum in a way, sort of. So she asked me if I'd go and do the prisons with her. So we went in as mentoring in the education department and was teaching guitar and songwriting, and were asking them sort of what kind of music influenced them, and it was quite interesting for us. It was a learning curve for us too, just to see how the music influenced them to do certain things or act certain ways, and so we got them to write down their thoughts and their feelings and songs, and if they couldn't write, we'd write it for them, and they'd just talk to us, and so yeah, we'd spend like from 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock, I think, every once a week at a different prison, and yeah, so we did that for 3 years.
So going to quite a few prisons in Perth, Mandiup, the women's prison. Well, that would have been quite a influence for the inmates, having some people with talent like yourself and the late Josie Boyle. I mean, we know the work that Josie's done with arts and culture and educating younger people that have... I know she's been doing a lot of work at Parkerville with children in care and those that were missing out on culture and introducing some language and culture to them. Oh, well, that's quite an 3 years,
once
a week to different prisons. Yep. What was the highlight for you? Did anyone write music, or did you...
Oh, look, there was fabulous musicians in there. You just wished if they'd taken a different road. And then you were trying to encourage them to do, you know, follow through their music instead of doing what they were doing before, because, you know, there was a living that they could have made out of that instead of getting in trouble and things like that. So hopefully we made an influence on them. But we worked towards, you know, like the Christmas concerts and stuff. And through the Christmas concerts, we managed to make the prisons afford and go out and buy musical instruments and everything for them to practice on and to play. So they ended up starting their bands and stuff in there. So, yeah, it was good. It was, you know, it was a chain reaction sort of thing. Yeah.
Right. So what's been your biggest influence then with your music? Have you... do you look up to people that, apart from Uncle Roger Knox, were there other people that influence your style or inspired you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, one of my favourite musicians is probably Tanya Tucker, that has a big influence on my music. I like her personality, and I like her lyrics and her songs, and the fact that she can actually reduce you to tears, and then she can sing a rock and roll song and have you sort of rocking, and that's kind of like what I like doing. And because my band members used to say to me, look, it'd be nice if we had a bracket, you know, that we worked on. You know, there's five or six songs there, you know, that's what we're going to play. But no, I'd change it every time I got up. I'd say, no, don't worry about a list. I said, you go on the people out in front of you, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just feed off the crowd. And, I mean, that's what I'm there for. I'm not there for me. I'm there to please the crowd. And that's the fun for me, I think, is getting to see the enjoyment that the people are getting from what, and you know if I'm connecting. And the songs that I'm inspired to write now is mainly on my life and what basically everybody else is going through, you know, and it's okay to not be okay, but to write a song about it, to say, hey, you know, like it's okay. Everybody feels like that. Just songs that people can relate to.
Donna Atkins used to be with Donna and the Dimes, performing with her sister Sandy and sometimes brother Chris, sometimes brother Mark, and other musos, including David Milroy, who's famous in his own right, and he's got a play coming up. David Milroy is heavily involved in Yuri Arkin and has done a lot of theatrical works. Used to be director, what was the title he had? Director at Yuri Arkin anyway, and he was there for a long time. Then he's busy now with some of the native title issues up where he comes from, which is up in the Pilbara somewhere. So Donna Atkins has really got our head spinning here about what she's been doing, what she hasn't been doing for 24 years, and coming home now after a ward at Tamworth, which is just inspirational. So what now? Are you going to have a call out to musos to come and jam with you? What's happening with Donna Atkins from here on?
Once you hit rock bottom, the only way is up. So, I'm looking at a whole pile of things. Still, like, really looking at songwriting and stuff. But, musos would be good. Anything from here is possible, I suppose.
Well, RTRFM is, I guess, a champion of underground music, new talents, and looking to see how they can get an audience through RTRFM. So we're going to be looking forward to what you're going to be doing. You must have a head full of words now, and you can't wait to get out there and write, given your experience. Going back from Tamworth, of course, and a 24-year break, there must be lots of songs in your head, yeah?
Yeah. There's one I'm halfway through at the moment. It's called Uncried Tears, and it's just about, you know, like your emotions and how you sort of bottle them up, and then it comes to a sort of a breaking point, and, you know, it's sort of, the tears that you haven't cried that you want to cry. But you always try and stay strong and staunch and move on, but it hadn't worked, should I say? And now that I've felt like I've dealt with a few things, and now I'm in a place and feel comfortable with myself again, that with a bit of luck I can get back out there and play some music and have some listeners. And
you know, country music, if we talk about that, it always seems to be sad songs. There's a bit of country rock that's sort of uplifting as well, and our mob, First Nation people love that country rock. But you're still thinking about sort of reviving your songs and Tears. That seems like another sad song. So when do you hope to be singing happy songs and a bit of rock and roll?
They're there as well. You know, that's the thing. Because I love my country rock. Yeah. I love me a little bit of rock and roll.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Remember dancing to your music.
You can't do one without the other, you know.
Well, that's it. It's all part of the emotions of sadness and happiness and all those emotions in between.
Oh, well, there's a lot of things to be happy about, so there's good things to write about.
We're going to go to a song because we're going to have Donna stay with us until the end of the show. Donna, it's been a great pleasure having you here. Let's go to a song and we'll talk some more. Oh, yeah.
Who was that? Yeah, that was Callum Mungaloo with Ride Cowboy Ride. It just sounds like a nice little getaway type song.
Ooh, almost sounded like Fitzroy Express, too. Hey, this is Woodish May. We're going to say goodbye. And we've had Donna Atkins on the show, our guest for the last hour. It's been a great pleasure, Donna, having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Awesome. And we're going to get you back sometime, too, because we'd love to hear some of your new music. The music today was inspirational, Lisa Jane and Two Cultures, and so I'm really appreciative that you come in and have a yarn with us on as your comeback, your revival
the comeback,
of Donna
the
Atkins.
The return of Donna Atkins.
Yeah. We'll say goodbye. Thank you for tuning in to Woodish Mag.
We look forward to seeing you next week.
Lungo Radio and Great Southern FM. We'll be back next week.
Next week.